He saw something, he said something, but the shooting happened anyway. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It appears that several weeks before buying the gun he used in the Orlando shooting, Omar Mateen had visited another gun shop.
He came into the store. He was requesting body armor.
Which implies you're probably not deer hunting or target shooting. You're expecting to get shot at. Robert Abel is the co-owner of Lotus Gunworks in Jensen Beach, and he says his clerk was immediately suspicious.
Our salesman got very concerned about it and just informed him, we do not have this body on there.
At which point, the suspicious customer made a suspicious call.
He pulled away and got onto the cell phone. He had a conversation in a foreign language. Then he came back and he was requesting ammo.
Bulk ammo, 1,000 rounds. And now the clerk was really concerned. So he refused to sell him anything. No body armor, no bullets, no guns. The staff called the FBI, which investigated, but nothing came of it. And of course, now we know that Mateen went on to buy a gun from a second dealer who readily sold it to him. But those two gun shops are only 10 miles apart. What if, when a gun dealer meets a suspicious customer, he tells the other gun shops in the area, hey, this guy came in asking for high-grade body armor. I have a bad feeling about him. Dealers could set up a private online watch list of their own. No new laws required. Robert Abel said it himself.
We're the watchdogs for them. And here's a prime example of trying to do the right thing, and we got so close to it.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.